Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel-good radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the award-winning Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And I do hope you're well. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla. Welcome, everyone.
What a fantastic week. What a fantastic month. Oh, my God, the year is going by too quick. I just don't know. We just don't know what to do. And ladies and gentlemen, Nyla and I are so delighted to say that the Homeopathy Health Show is in over 60 countries of the world, which is not bad if you think about it, okay? Just so you know, there are over 200 countries, but 60 is not bad. And with listenership increasing day by day, where I think we're at about 75,000 listeners a week now, not bad, raising the flag of homeopathy, the voice of homeopathy, through this amazing show. How wonderful, isn't it, Nyla?
Absolutely. And none other than our amazing guest today that we are going to introduce to you is Marni Noland. Marni Noland, BA Honours, DSH, PCH, RSOM, has joined us today. He's the principal of the School of Homeopathy and the School of Health and has been immersed in homeopathy from a young age. He trained in 1999 and has studied with some of the world's leading homeopaths, including Jan Scholten, Dr. Massimo Majlavori, Dr. Sachindra Joshi, Dr. Rajan Sankaran, Mikhail Yakir, Miranda Castro, and through Jeremy Scher's Dynamis postgraduate course.
Manny has coordinated annual homeopathic provings since 2011 as part of the amazing School of Homeopathy, developing remedies for everything from sloth and mole to holly and serotonin. And we must mention, because Nyla has been a student of the School of Homeopathy, we must mention honey fungus, because if I don't, she'll kill me. Beyond homeopathy, he has an impressive background in business, having spent over a decade in London advising board-level directors on brand, on vision, and of course, strategy.
As the founding member and chair of For Homeopathy, Marni has been instrumental in the rebranding and promoting of homeopathy in the UK, leading celebrity campaigns, media interventions, and public awareness efforts. He also sits on the events panel for the Society of Homeopaths and is part of the Homeopathic Research Institute's organizing committee. Marni is passionate about teaching, mentoring students on practice setup and promoting homeopathy to the wider public through articles, columns, and media appearances, including interviews on BBC Radio. He has lectured across the globe from Belgium to Japan, South Africa to Canada, and even had the unique honor of meeting King Charles III twice to discuss the School of Homeopathy. We are delighted to have Marni on the show today to share his insights, experiences, and vision for the future of homeopathy, redefining success in homeopathy, training, practice, and what really helps homeopaths to thrive. Welcome, Marni.
Welcome. Aww. With that absolutely incredible, and I have to say, the lengthiest introduction we've ever done on this show. So we've just broken a record. Welcome, Marni.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both very much. I was thinking that's a well-researched introduction, and thank you very much. It's good. Good to hear all those things I've been up to. Who knew, eh?
It's an honour to have you. It's an absolute honour, because we absolutely can say on this show that, you know, the School of Homeopathy, yourself, all the tutors who were recently part of the Heart of Homeopathy live event that we did as well, It's just fantastic. It's just beautiful and it's inspiring. I could go on and on, but the show is now over to you.
Ah. Well, I'm kind of bringing together my sort of two loves in this latest project, I suppose. I mean, as you mentioned in the introduction, I've my previous career was in design, and then design moved to branding, and then branding moved to business consultancy and strategy. So working in London with many of the leading agencies on big brands like the rebranding of Sainsbury's and QuickFit and the Olympics and things like that, and having a lot of fun in that world actually, and enjoying London, in my 20s and early 30s. But then the calling of homeopathy came, and obviously my father, Misha Norland, very, very well known homeopath, and founder of the school. So I decided to do the course. I thought it would just be a good thing to do. And then after doing a year of it, with my wife Amanda, totally got the bug of homeopathy and kind of really sort of fully understood why my dad loved homeopathy so much, and actually understood why he left his successful career in film, to go into homeopathy. So I kind of ended up following in his footsteps, not meaning to, leaving my successful career in design and business, to come into homeopathy. And so this latest project really is kind of fusing those interests together. So I had this idea, that there was potentially a bit of a gap in the homeopathic book market, for something about, what are the ingredients of a successful homeopath? And of course, I've got some ideas myself, having taught many homeopaths and running the school now, for 15, 20 years, and coming from this business and marketing background. So, but I wanted to really include the homeopaths in this project, not just make it me kind of preaching from my position and my understanding. So I devised this questionnaire, and started to pull together a list of successful homeopaths. And at first, I wasn't sure whether it should just be a kind of UK thing and a UK book and a UK project. And then I was like, well, no, the school's international, homeopathy's international. I've taught in all these different countries. I've got all these connections with the different registering bodies through all the accreditation processes I've been through with the school. So I thought it made sense, to make it a bit more of an international book. And I'm in a privileged position to know many of the leading homeopaths in the world. So then I thought, well, I want it to be about lay homeopaths and professional homeopaths, but actually, it's really good to have the insights of these key people that have gone on to become these kind of international celebrities of homeopathy, if you like. Essentially, the big teachers in the world that travel and share their different ideas. And so I'm really pleased to have a bunch of those people involved as well. So I sent out all the questionnaires, and they've slowly been coming back in. So the project started at the end of last year. The questionnaires I gave people till the end of January, and I've got over 70 questionnaires back, and I'm giving a little bit of an extension. I'd like to get to 100 if I can, because that just sounds nice, doesn't it? 100 homeopaths,
Yeah,
insights from
definitely.
100 homeopaths sounds a lot. So yeah, that would be nice. And the questionnaire is divided into two parts. The first part is just kind of the demographics, where are they from? How many patients are they seeing? What sort of patients are they seeing? What do they charge? Does their practice have a particular focus or niche? And so that bit's quite quick to analyze. And that's what I've started to look at first and foremost. And then the next bit of the questionnaire is more qualitative, I suppose, because the questions are quite open. It's not a sort of yes, no, multiple choice thing. I'm actually asking people for kind of paragraphs of their insights, following these different questions, around, how they found their success, what they think works for them, what gets them out of bed, what motivates them, what works in terms of keeping patients coming back, how do they find new patients? And this is, I think, the second part of the questionnaire is the bit that really excites me, but that's going to take a lot more analyzing and pulling together.
I
And so,
think really
yeah.
it's you what you're doing is really sort of inspiring. And but I would also say we talk a lot about sort of the early days of homeopathy, and just a couple of days back Nyla and I were talking about the founding fathers, and we know that sort of halfway through the 20th century, there was a bit of a dip, and then it re-emerged with the founding fathers, you could say, and Misha was one of them, of course. And we were talking to Colin Griffin, he was mentioning Martin Miles and Robert
Yes.
Davidson and many, many others. So I'm just using just a few examples. But if it was not for them, we would not be in this position, this beautiful position that you're in now, where these homeopaths who knew Misha, who learnt with him, who came to the school, who were inspired by something that was said at certain moments in time, and today that as you say, world known homeopaths. It's such a perfect moment, isn't it, to bring everything together and make this happen. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel like we're natural medicine and homeopathy are definitely on the up and enjoying a sort of resurgence and more interest. It's kind of aligned with what's happening in people's consciousness and at a sort of planetary level. It's that the medicines are very sustainable, they're green. It's good, it's good for the planet. It's very human. It's a listening system of medicine that's looking to work in a sort of whole person way, and thinking about the kind of whole organism. And these things really chime with what's happening and the changes that we need to make in society and globally. So it's really important. So it's in a way, it's no surprise that natural medicine and homeopathy are growing. When in the 70s and 80s, it was a different culture, and there were different things, and homeopathy did boom quite spectacularly, like you say, with these few key figures really kind of fanning the flames, which had kind of dwindled out to little sparks, and then it kind of reignited. And I think now, we're seeing another kind of push and developing, which so it's an exciting time to be in natural medicine, and it's such a rewarding sector and profession to work in. Not just because you get to help people, but because it's a meaningful thing to do for yourself and your friends and your family, and it you can leave feeling good about the work that you've done for the day. So it sort of feeds the soul as well as giving you an earning and feeding the bank account, and
And
that's a precious thing, because then you love your work, and if you love your work, then life is a joy, isn't it? Because it's sort of everything comes together. There's nothing worse than hating what you do when you have to work to make a living, and we all put so much effort into our work. So having that is just, yeah, just a real special thing.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You have mentioned a very, very important thing, because we love our work. And if our work doesn't pay for our living, it becomes difficult to manage it. It becomes difficult to sustain it. And in, especially in today's climate where there is financial pressure and then there are social media trends, and then homeopaths have to be true to their core principles without becoming too rigid, etc. What do you think? How can homeopaths balance tradition and evolution in their practice?
Yeah, well, I think absolutely. I mean, this is what we want. We want more successful homeopaths out there, and we need the homeopaths that are successful to share their nuggets of kind of what's made it work. And I certainly see. When students graduate from the school, you see those graduates that seem to go on and build a practice remarkably quickly, and others where it's a much slower, gentler kind of building over many years. And then unfortunately, some that, you know, they might be fantastic at homeopathy, but for some reason they don't quite manage to build a practice and it doesn't work for them. And so that it's interesting to sort of look at and analyze that, and that's certainly what I'm looking to get to the bottom of in this book, and from these questionnaires, and drawing on my past experience and from the business studies module that I've written for the School of Homeopathy and the School of Health that's incorporated into our courses. I think for homeopaths, if we start to look at some of the findings that have come out of the first part of this questionnaire, the bit that I've been looking at and analysing already, what I can see is that the majority of homeopaths are working with chronic cases. You know, I would say 80 to 90% of cases are chronic, but there is a place for acute prescribing, and acute prescribing leads to chronic prescribing. You know, a lot of homeopaths would say, well, there's no such thing as an acute. You know, everything is a chronic case, and the acute is a window into the chronic. And that's already quite an interesting concept, because you're saying that every disease is trying to teach us something in life, and therefore if you have an acute, if you trip over that curb and fall flat on your face, if you try and think, well, what was that trying to teach me? Why did I trip over the curb at that point? What was I thinking about? How was I distracted? What was that argument I just had 2 days ago? Is this fall related to that? And usually if you give it some thought, you can kind of piece it together and think, oh, well, falling flat on my face at that moment, you know, connects to X, Y, and Z. And so then you get this idea, well, every acute kind of comes out of a chronic, or as a window into the chronic. But acutes are also a fantastic way to get patients, because homeopathy is so effective with acutes, and you can have great results, and it all happens so quickly because of the speed and the energy of an acute. So if you get a good result in an acute, then the person is surprised, and then they want to know more about homeopathy, and then the idea of coming for a chronic consultation makes sense. But certainly for successful homeopaths, what the surveys are showing already is that 80 to 90% of those have a majority of a chronic practice. And again, if you think of, if you've got chronic illness and it's a kind of something that conventional medicine isn't really able to help you with. You know, conventional medicine is amazing in an emergency. You know, the ambulance arrives, you get taken off, or you take yourself to A&E. All these people swoop in and do incredible things and incredible work, and it's all amazing, and you get well looked after and repaired, and off you go. Where it struggles a bit more is with chronic illness, you know, with mental health or with arthritis or, you know, with constant migraines or with menopause, you know, these kind of things that grind on for months and months and years and years. And then, conventional medicine's not working so well. So you can see why people turn to natural medicine and especially to homeopathy for chronic illness. So I think it's really important to understand that you're going to be building these long-term relationships with your patients, with your clients. And that's key to a successful practice, is nurturing these relationships and educating people about homeopathy and getting them to understand that it's a journey and that you're going to be helping them for as long as they want help, for as long as possible. You are hopefully going to be their main healthcare professional as well as their doctor, you know, so they've got their doctor for conventional things and they've got their homeopath for all things natural. And then you've got this great pairing where they can be really well looked after. So looking for, you know, looking for new patients, of course you've got to do that and you've got to market yourself, but looking after returning patients is where you're going to build your practice and your reputation, and then they're going to make referrals for you. And that's really important. So that is definitely one of the key insights for the successful homeopath is one, understanding the importance of chronic cases and marketing yourself in this arena of chronic cases, and two, really nurturing those relationships and making sure that you get repeat visits and being indispensable and extremely helpful to your patient base, so they want to keep coming back and seeing you, and you continue to help them. So you're on this kind of journey together and improving their health and getting them better for many, many years to come, and then that spreading to their family and friends even better. So those are two key insights.
Brilliant. It's
Another one,
amazing. Yes,
yeah,
please.
another one is the importance of specializing. And I think, you know, when you talk to most homeopaths, they've learned, you know, they've learned to be a homeopath and treat many illnesses. Often people say whatever a GP treats, you know, a homeopath can treat, you know, as long as it doesn't include going to hospital and surgery, you know. So it's quite a broad spectrum of people and cases that you can see, which is fantastic. That's brilliant for homeopathy. But if you say on your website that you just treat everything, it's quite, you know, it's quite confusing and maybe not focused enough. So already what I've discovered in the returning questionnaires is that almost the majority of them, they do have a specialization. Now that doesn't mean that they don't see anything else. They all see lots of patients with lots of ailments, but many of them have picked a place to kind of specialize, a niche, if you like, something to be known for. And that could be, you know, it could be women's health, it could be children, it could be trauma, could be neurodiversity, it could be teenage issues, it could be ADHD. It could be anything. I mean, it's going to be, obviously, it's going to be something that is close to that homeopath's heart and lights them up, and an area, because that's then when they start to see more patients, a specialism naturally starts to build as you build your practice, and then you read more and you go to more courses and you talk to other homeopaths about it, and so that continues to build. But this idea of having a niche or a specialization is really important. And we see that in big business too. You know, that's what I was always talking to my clients in London about. You know, what is it that makes you special? What is it that makes you stand out from everybody else? You know, if you're talking to supermarkets, and I worked with Sainsbury's, you know, why should somebody shop in Sainsbury's instead of Asda or Waitrose? What makes Sainsbury's special? You know, and you could say exactly the same for homeopaths, and you can think about it in any sector. You know, you're looking for that thing that makes you unique. And if you want to put it in sort of business speak, essentially it's your kind of your brand essence and your, you know, your sort of strap line and your values and trying to understand that. But at the very simplest, it's just about having a specialization and a niche. Yeah, so these are all, you know, these are all important things.
It is very, very important, very what you have talked about here. For example, the first thing that you mentioned about the returning patients, chronic cases, they need to be seen over a long time, 2 years, sometimes 3 years, and having this special bond with that person is very, very important, that they feel comfortable with you. They come back to you over and over again. And I have patients who are with me for 3 years now, and they just say, we come to see you because after this, we gain that energy back that we want. It's just like refresher just to see you,
Yes.
just to talk to you. And
Yes.
they are feeling like, even if I'm not booking them, they are booking themselves for after 4 weeks that they want to see, because they have seen the results. They have seen the results in homeopathy, and they are the people who then refer their family members, their friends, go to this homeopath, this is helpful, and they become the preacher of homeopathy in wider community as well. So
Yes.
this is what they get to get from a homeopath, that they are being listened to, that they have
Yeah.
not been for the whole life. It is the vital part of my practice, for example, that and that my returning patients, I give preference to them, and then when they refer someone, I give preference to them as well, and then I open up my appointments for new patients. Very
Yeah.
important. And niche as well. I'm still looking for my niche. But I know very successful homeopaths with a niche, and I have to be honest, I have great success with diabetes, where many homeopaths have struggled. And maybe that was a surprise for me that my dad had diabetes, and I was a nutritionist, so I have been studying diabetes, everything that is covered, the hormones, the neurotransmitters, what is behind it. That has given me really great results, even after two appointments with patients. And I would love to say that two of them have been off metformin for a very long time now, after giving them
Great.
homeopathic remedies.
Yeah.
So it
Yeah,
is
yeah.
very important. Or children, for example, I
Yeah.
love treating children. Parents come to me, and then there come the acute bit that you mentioned. If I didn't treat that child during an acute phase, she would have not been become my patient. Her daughter would have not become my patient. She would have not referred three, four more patients to me if I would have not treated that acute at that very time. So
Yeah. Yeah,
very,
no, they're
very
great. Yeah,
great
great
point.
examples. And but you've also in that conversation, you know, you've also mentioned a couple of other important things that have come up in the survey, and that is that, you know, homeopathy is a very big container. That's one of the wonderful things that I love about it, is that the philosophy is so kind of far-reaching and encompassing that it can become your whole philosophy for life if you want it to, because it gives you this new kind of outlook on health and disease and being a human on planet Earth and what it means to, you know, be alive. That's at its biggest kind of totality, if you like. But because it's a big container and it can hold so many other things, if you've had a past career, whether it's in nursing or psychotherapy or nutrition or creative writing or a teacher or whatever, it's quite easy to kind of bring that in some way into your homeopathy. And that's another thing that we see with successful homeopaths, is that they've quite often got another string to their bow. And you just mentioned about, you know, your training in nutrition. So having that extra understanding in another area, if you've specialized in trauma, then I'm sure, you know, you will have read trauma books and done some training in trauma, and you'll have that will be like another string to your bow that then adds to your specialization. But it could be in anything, and then that is, you know, part of creating this differentiation and what makes kind of you unique and special in your practice. And the other thing you touched on there, which is really nice, is just about the importance of the space and the consultation room and the listening homeopath and the power and importance of creating a lovely, safe place that people want to return to, where they feel heard and where they can be honest and where they can share the things that are troubling them in their lives, their disease.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
You know, whether that's emotional, mental, or physical, you know, a lot of people have got ailments that they would rather not talk about, you know, that they feel are deeply embarrassing or humiliating. So you've got to create a space where this thing can be talked about, and then that in itself becomes a very special thing. So a bit, you know, a bit like going to see a psychotherapist, which, you know, traditionally is on a weekly, but if you're going to see your homeopath every 6 to 8 weeks, you're creating the same space. If you can create that wonderful space that people want to return to, then that is, you know, that is well worth paying for, because you're providing that fantastic service that allows people to share and feel relief even before they've had the prescribed remedy, just from the act of listening and sharing and providing this calm and tranquil healing space. There's two more ingredients of a successful practice and homeopath right there, which is, you know, borne out in the research. So there's going to be many gems and insights coming out of the work and the book, and then pulling that together in a sort of structured way for people to follow and to learn from, including quotes from all the different homeopaths, all the insights from the questionnaires themselves. So I think it's going to be a very useful tool for students, but also for those in practice in homeopathy, whether you've been in practice for a short time or a long time. If you feel like you want a boost or rejuvenate, or even if you just want to see what other people have been doing and where they've had success and how you can, you know, augment that into what you're doing. So yeah, I think it's going to be good. It's an exciting project.
Indeed. It sounds absolutely fantastic. And it like I said at the beginning, it seems to be just the right time as well for this. You know, everything happens for a reason, right? And yeah. The time is perfect, I think. Couldn't be a better time.
Yeah.
I'm super excited because I'm part of this project. I love to be part of any of the school's project. I'm always ready, Mani. And I think this is really, really needed. Timely as well, because we don't want homeopaths to spend 4 years into studying something that they love, that they're passionate about, and just because of financial reasons or any other issues that are happening in their family life or in society, that they don't practice. This is something that they can look into, and maybe they'll find something inside that they have been searching for. And they can have a thriving practice, because I personally know people are out there who are looking for homeopaths. People are out there who want to stay in touch, who want to have this homeopathic treatment. All we need to do is we need to get ourselves out there, get ourselves to the people who are looking for us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so I've got my work cut out for the year, but I'll keep you posted, and Continue, you know, I continue to talk about everything, and I'm looking forward to doing the analysis and reading through and pulling together all these fantastic insights and adding it with, you know, with what I know as well, and hopefully producing an extremely useful and helpful book that's going to see more people being successful in their homeopathy and going out there and helping more patients and having successful careers, because, you know, ultimately that's what we want, is for homeopaths to be successful and help people in a way that's natural and supportive, and, you know, the planet and the people need it. We want to help people. There's a lot of chaos out there. We
There are
want to bring good health and calm.
chaos. Yes, there's definitely chaos, but let's not go there. you know what really inspires me personally is that it's not homeopathy, but it's the fact that within that homeopathic landscape, we are given this opportunity where we can listen. And you know, 50%, you know, they say laughter is the best medicine, blah, blah, you know. And sometimes just talking to the patient, the transformation we've seen time and again is just so profound. And it's almost like the remedy is just the icing on the cake. And it's like, that's all. That's it. It's done. People want to vent. They want somebody to listen, and everybody has a story, right? We all do. And it's just really that really inspires me. But also the fact that where you're bringing everything together, it makes homeopathy very tangible. This redefining success, you know, this the interviews and the anecdotes, of course, and how it works. You know, at the moment, it can be very. One of the reasons for this show, as you know, and homeopathy in practice, is to bring everyone together. Something that the school has been doing, something that nearly, you know, every establishment is trying to do, right? And it's just really, really beautiful to bring people together and get them to share and say, well, there you go. This is tangible. You can touch and feel this. There's emotions in this. This is not multiple choice, I think you mentioned earlier. It's not yes or no. This is people's inner experience, what they actually feel and how they feel. And you know, it's a beautiful moment, isn't it, to be able to take all of that in, to absorb
Making it a collaborative
that.
piece from the people that are out there, you know, with the successful practices, and learning from them is absolutely critical. Otherwise, it's all just theory. And, you know, I've got plenty of theory in my head, but I want to hear from the people on the ground, seeing the patients. And that's why it was so important to me to gather these all these questionnaires together to make the book, you know, from the people for the people, like you're saying, Atiq. Absolutely. I've got my labor of love, another job for me to do in 2026, but, you know, I would like the book to be out this year. That's my little New Year's resolution to myself. So let's see if we can do it.
We can do it,
We
and
can do it. We can do it.
we
Exactly.
definitely do it. It's there is nothing stopping us from doing this, because all we want is to homeopaths to thrive and not just survive.
Exactly.
And
Exactly.
we can do that definitely. I think this is the really it's a perfect time for the birth of this book. Because we are getting, I'm sure school is noticing more and more people are signing up to become homeopaths. And I have noticed in my study time as well that many more people are interested. And I tell you, people become my patient, they stay my patient for a year or so, and then they go on to study homeopathy. It's amazing how you first experiences it and then you think about becoming a homeopath.
Well, it is so transformational, and it is so interesting that people, you know, they genuinely do want to learn more, even if it's just for self-interest, just to understand what on earth, you know, been going on, and how they can look after themselves and their family's health better, or if they want to change career and like we've already talked about, have, you know, work in an area that's really rewarding and makes you happy and fulfilling, you know. So yeah, absolutely.
There could be no better individual than yourself, Mr. Manny Norland, to make this happen as part of the amazing, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are biased, but that's the Homeopathy Health Show. The School of Homeopathy. Absolutely, we love it. Okay, slam dunk. You want to learn homeopathy? You want it real? You want it tangible? You want it in a nice, beautiful, compassionate, caring, inspiring surrounding? I can come up with more words, but I'll stop. Well, then the School of Homeopathy is where you need to go. Isn't that right, Naila?
Oh, I have to say, I have studied there. I always watch for the School of Homeopathy because I see it happening in front of me in my practice when I tell them the core. And I tell you, not every case is same. Like, I cannot go in with one approach. If I didn't have this extension of learning different methodologies, learning different ways of prescribing, learning different ways of case taking, it would have been challenging. It might have become really difficult. Okay, how do I approach this person or this case? So my I don't have a specific way of seeing my patient, but what is similar in all the cases is to find the core and then relate it back to them, and they make the connection. Oh yes, this has happened. Yes, I can see that. I can see the connection. And I don't know if I would have been the same. All the schools are amazing, Mani, but when we live in a country, when we go to a school, it becomes our major hub and we love it. Honey fungus rooted me in that school, and I have left my mycelium there and everywhere.
Yeah. So Nyla's mentioning honey fungus because that's one of the provings that we did at the school. So each year the students get to undertake the testing or the proving of a brand new substance that is going to be made into a homeopathic remedy. And we're one of the only schools in the world still doing a proving each year. And so it's an amazing experiential piece of learning, and it's very bonding for the students and for the school. And then, of course, it's a fantastic gift for the students in the school to give out to the homeopathic community. We don't charge for the work that's done, and then the remedies are developed with the homeopathic pharmacies, and the information is provided by the school to the homeopaths. So it's a great kind of circular project, really making sure that the school and the students get to give back as well as learning. So it's fabulous to hear you talking about the provings, because they are a big part of the curriculum. But for any of your listeners that are interested in studying homeopathy, then go to schoolofhomeopathy.com. Have a look at our website with the sun. You'll see us there shining away, and you'll see we've got courses for beginners, animal, plant, babies, or just home first aid prescribing courses. They're quite quick to do, and you learn how to use a remedy kit, or you can do the taster course or the foundation course, takes about a year, or then we've got the full practitioner program. But yeah, we've got a fabulously friendly team that are there to help. So have a look at the website, give us a call, ask for information, we'll send you stuff. Always happy to talk homeopathy.
Always happy to talk homeopathy. And all the provings are on the website as well. So you can go and have a read. It's very, very beautifully presented. Yes, I just don't want to mention RNA, but we'll leave it for the next time. Because we are end of the hour. I just don't believe how quickly this hour goes. Thank you, Mani, for
it's great.
So beautiful, so wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's lovely to share some insights from the project, and I'll come back and talk to you when I've got more and the book is ready. But until then, watch this space, and thank you so much for having me on.
Wonderful. And we will talk to you, of course, very, very soon indeed. In a few days, actually. But yes, thank you very much for coming on the show, and see you soon.
Great, guys. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Thank you.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.